Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Journey to Self-Master with Mel. These are authentic self-development sessions that hopefully will improve your life in some way, shape, or form. If this is your first episode listening, you know, this is a new podcast. This is my first ever podcast. And I just want to offer value to anyone I can in discussing things about health, wealth, love, happiness, what I believe makes the whole person self-developed, right? We're going to be sharing books, you know, that are amazing self-development books. We're going to be having conversations with very accomplished, very developed people along their own journey to self-mastery. We can learn gems from anyone and everyone, guys. We are literally students here in this life. And so we're going to have conversations with other people who I respect, who I believe can add value to you as well. This is what this podcast is about. And on today's episode, we are going to be talking about my favorite word, belief. So let's get into the episode. Get your pens and papers. If you're taking notes, you can always re-listen to this. And let's get into the episode. All right, guys. So like I said, today's episode is going to be about the magic word belief. Right? If you're looking for a new book to read, one that has been so, you know, helpful, so impactful for me, has been The Magic of Believing. I believe the author's name is Claude Bristol. The Magic of Believing by Claude Bristol. It's a very old book, but, you know, books that stand the test of time, you know, that they really have gems that outlast, you know, a fad or a phase, or they really have principles that will, you know, last you a lifetime. So this book was actually recommended to me by someone I respect very highly, somebody who is successful, somebody who is, you know, a mentor to me. And so I will recommend this book to you as well, The Magic of Believing by Claude Bristol. The Magic of Believing by Claude Bristol, amazing book. It's also free on YouTube, the audio. So if you want to just, you know, I always have a good habit of listening to audio books while I'm doing stuff. While I'm working, I'm listening to an audio book. While I'm cooking, I'm listening to an audio book. So that, because your subconscious mind is always downloading information, it's always working. So even if you're not consciously listening to something, your subconscious is picking up certain points. And so, you know, be very mindful of the information you consume, and not just mindful, but be intentional about the information that you consume. Any free time that you have should be, you know, making downloads into your subconscious that are actually going to be beneficial and helpful to you. One of the best ways to that is audiobooks, interviews, podcasts, you know. So that's just a habit of mine that I found to be very helpful as well. And, you know, hopefully it will be to you as well. So, you know, when I talk about belief, it's such a powerful word. You know, there's a saying that belief kills and belief cures, right? And it's so true, because whether we are aware of it or not, we act out of our beliefs. We act out of our shadow beliefs, which are, you know, the subconscious beliefs that we don't necessarily are completely aware of. And we also operate out of our conscious beliefs, right? Things that we've chosen, you know, to believe at this very point in time, right? Somebody who believes, you hear these sayings all the time, you know, he who thinks he can and he who thinks he can't are both usually right. It's about belief, right? What do you believe about yourself? What do you believe is true for you? I'll tell you this, guys, you know, something that has been that has stuck with me for many years, you know, someone once said to me, you have the ability to write your own story. You are not at effect of what's happening outside. You literally are the author of your own life. And it sounds very cliche to someone who hasn't really experienced it. But you, when you understand the power of the spoken word, you understand that your words have power. You understand that your thoughts have power. You understand that thoughts literally become things. Then you literally are the author of your own life. You hold a thought. You believe that thought. And you hold it and you believe it. It will materialize. It will. It's just you having that insane belief to not let it go. If you have a timeline, I'm going to believe until, you don't truly believe it. Right? I'll repeat that. If you have a timeline on your belief, if you say, I am successful until, or I'm successful if this happens, or I'm great if this happens, or I'm great until, if there's a condition to your belief, you don't really believe it, because belief really means that, you know, you believe this to be true right now, right here, right now. This is what you believe to be the truth, right? So if you're great, you're just great. You're not great until, you're not great unless a pandemic happens. You're not great unless the world crashes. You are just great. You make things happen. You are a mover. You're a shaker. That's it. That's the fact. Right? So also, you know, as it relates to belief, I want you guys to understand as well, whatever you expect is what you get. Whatever you expect is what you get. I find that people's circumstances, including my own, and I'm speaking from experience, not just things that you've read in a book or, you know, from experience. Whatever is your self-identity, however you see yourself, whatever you expect to happen is a result of your self-identity. If you believe you are blessed, you expect blessings, and it tends to happen. Good things tend to follow you. If you believe you're unlucky, you expect bad things to happen, and it tends to happen that way, right? So your self-identity is tied directly, or I should say your expectations are tied directly to your self-identity. If you're finding that the results you're getting from life right now are not necessarily in alignment with what you actually want, look at how you see yourself. Look at who you believe you are in this world and what you have to contribute. Do you even feel like you have something to contribute? You know, do you even feel like you have something to contribute? This is, we're in May right now, and this is also Mental Health Awareness Month. A lot of people don't know that, or it's not really talked about. But briefly to touch on mental health a little bit, you know, mental health can affect anyone. It can affect anyone at any given time. It's not something that necessarily I believe people have control over, you know. So it can affect anyone at any time. But I do find that, you know, Earl Nightingale said, worry and fear have been known to kill a man more speedily than a bullet. I find that people who expect the best out of life tend to get the best out of life. If you constantly are in a state of worry and fear, of course it's going to affect your mental health. I mean, this is just simple common sense. Find ways, and I'm not telling you to be some hippie or be nonchalant about real life situations that are happening. But if you are in a constant state of worry, there are constantly going to be things on the news that put you in a state of worry, but there are constantly good things that happen every day that can put you in a state of joy, right? Your perspective makes it so. Your perspective makes it so. How do we have X amount of people living in the same world as Y amount of people, and Y amount of people seem to be bouncing from one success to the next, seem to be floating through life, seem to find the joy laughing with friends and ex people. And it has nothing to do, I don't believe it has anything to do with money necessarily. You have some people who are very wealthy and are sad and lonely. You have some people who are very poor financially and are happy and blessed. Right? It's about you choosing happiness every day. And that's, again, is tied to your self-image. So if you're writing something down, I want you guys to write down, your self-image determines your life. No one can determine your self-image for you. Whatever you portray to the world is what people will portray back to you. It's literally like a mirror, right? You know, like they always say, dress how you want to be addressed, right? Portray yourself. Identify with a self-image that reflects how you want to be treated by others. If you believe that you're a boss, if you believe that you make things happen, you don't need $1 million for people to respect you. You don't need a Fortune 500 company for people to respect you. People respect you off how you carry yourself. People will respect you just based off how you carry yourself. And that, again, is tied to your beliefs. So guys, I want you to understand that belief really does kill and belief cures. Belief will determine your circle. Belief will determine where you live, how much you make. Belief will determine your health, right? Belief will determine your health. In As a Man Thinketh, James Allen says, those who usually are afraid of illnesses or are always worried about getting sick are the ones who usually do get sick, right? Earl Nightingale says, don't talk about your health unless it's good. It can't help anyone. Don't talk about personal problems. It can't help anyone. It can't help you, right? Your mind has to work. Your mind has to feed off something. You might as well feed it something positive. That's the only way you are going to derive positive results, right? And I know it's hard. I know it's hard because you feel like you are justified, you know, in complaining. You are justified in saying, oh, COVID did this and the pandemic this and the news and the country I live in and the, you know, place where I grew up and the story. But I want you to know that cannot help anyone. The best thing you can do is rewrite or write a new story. The best thing you can do is write a new story. Even your past successes, you don't want to be the guy or girl who is like, you remember when I did, remember what I did, remember who I was, remember in 19 how long, what happened. You don't want to be that guy or girl. You are constantly writing a new story. Right? And when you think of life like that, you're constantly writing your story. You look at life as your classroom. Everybody is a teacher. Every experience is a teacher. There is no such thing as failure because everything is meant to teach you, to guide you. And then if you have that underlying belief, if you have that underlying belief, everything always works out for me. Everything always works out for me. I'm going to be successful no matter what. This is why affirmations are so important, because you'll have all the negativity coming to you through the news, through pessimistic people, through a myriad of different channels. You have to write your own story. You have to be the voice speaking in your head, right? And especially I can identify, you know, as an entrepreneur, I always say, when you're in the beginning stages of a business, majority of people won't believe in the idea, right? If you are listening to this and you're an aspiring entrepreneur, you are in the beginning stages, understand that people not believing in your idea is normal, right? that's when your belief has to be the strongest. And then after your first failure, right? Because you won't know everything. So you have to account for these things. But just know that through the ebbs and flows of life, you will be successful. You will get there. You know, people have a way of, when you're in the beginning stages, they question you. You know, when you're making progress, they're criticizing you. They want you to be like them. And when you get to success, you know, everybody forgets. People have convenient amnesia, right? Everybody forgets that they were just criticizing you 5 minutes ago, that they were just telling you it wouldn't work and why it can't and why da-da-da-da. You have to have an insane belief in yourself and your abilities. You have to have an insane mental toughness to be an entrepreneur. And quite frankly, I think you just need that for life. Whether you work in corporate or whether you are an entrepreneur, you need that mental toughness because life happens, right? In this day and age, there's no such thing as a secure job. So the same sort of emotions I find that entrepreneurs face, you know, people in regular jobs are now facing those emotions as well. Am I going to make it? Is it going to work? You know, am I going to be here next week? You know, maybe I should get another stream of income. Maybe I, you know, the same questions, right? What I believe will save you is your underlying belief in who you are. Whether it's a pandemic, whether it is some economic turmoil, whether it's some issue in your personal life, whether it is, you know, you don't have the support that you want, you know, whatever it may be. Your underlying belief in yourself and your abilities will eventually, right? Your inner state must harmonize with your outer state. It must. So eventually, what will happen is, if you have that belief in yourself, you will attract the supportive people in your life. You may not know them right now, but you will attract those people just because of who you believe you are and what you believe you can contribute and the value that you add, right? Even if you don't have the opportunities, they will present themselves. If you just stick with it, which is why I said you can't have a timeline on your belief. You can't believe until, right? You can't believe if this condition happens or if so-and-so happens. You must just believe. And that's what it is. Whatever you expect is what you get. Whatever you expect is what you get. And it doesn't just happen in May. It doesn't just happen in June. It doesn't just happen in July. Whatever you expect, any time of day, any week, any month, any year, whatever you expect is what you get. Right? So, as I wrap this up, I just want to remind you, you know, you are the author of your story. Your self-image will determine highly. It will highly determine where you go in life and how far you go and what your circumstances look like. Your self-image. You have nothing to lose from believing highly in yourself. You have nothing to lose from betting highly on yourself. Work on yourself to become the person that you admire, right? If you have someone that you look up to, work on yourself until you become that person, you become the version of yourself that is someone you admire, right? And I'm telling you that life is magnetic that way. Whatever you become or whatever you believe, you will attract. So you want to be successful, you need to think, act, walk, talk like a successful person. Your self-image must reflect that, and successful people will find you. Opportunities will find you, right? If you want to be, you know, in a healthy relationship, you must act, walk, and talk like someone who wants to be in a healthy relationship. and that partner will find you, right? You'll look around one day and your family will reflect what you used to dream about, right? These things are real. Look it up. And I want you guys to check out that book, The Magic of Believing by Claude Bristol. Like I said, it's very old. But I'm all about the oldies but goodies. The books that have stood the test of time. There's some really amazing books that have just been written. And of course, I'm going to be sharing them as I get my hands on them and read them. Some I've read already, but I'm saving them for future episodes. But The Magic of Believing by Claude Bristol is an oldie but goodie. It's a book that has stood the test of time, and it stood the test of time for a reason, right? So definitely check that book out. And I hope this episode was valuable to you guys. I hope you have learned something here. Your self-image is like a magnet. Your self-image is like a magnet. Whatever you believe about yourself is what you will attract. So I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. I'm going to title this The Magic of Believing. Believing has incredible powers. It is the power to create the life that you want. Whatever you believe, you will attract. I hope you guys got value from this episode. I hope you share it with your friends. And I will see you guys in the next episode.